welcome back to our series, Our Firstborn Brother. And today we're going to be looking at our introduction into the family in Romans 8, verse 15 to 17. And it says this: "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you have received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share with his glory, we must also share with his suffering." And this is a really incredible scripture because of what it claims and what it says to us. Because what it's saying is, first of all, we are claimed by the Father, not just anyone. We are claimed by the God of the universe. We are claimed by the same God who revealed himself to Abraham, the same God who revealed himself to Moses, the same God who shepherded the people of Israel out of Egypt. And we see all these incredible things happening. We are claimed by that same God, and he claims us as his children. We are not claimed as his slaves. We are not claimed under a domineering relationship where we just do what he says and that's the end of it. But actually, he claims us into relationship. He claims us as someone who is committed to us, to care for us, to seek our benefit, but also someone who wants us to relate with him. And not only that, he comes and he's done it with a guarantee. He gives his Holy Spirit to each and every person who believes in him, that actually he adopts us into his family, that we're now able to call him our Father, or as it says here, Abba Father. We're able to actually have a genuine familial relationship with the God who created the heavens. And it's because his Spirit has now been joined with our spirit, that when we are born again, we are actively born into God's family. We share the DNA of God through the miracle of believing in him, through the miracle of being born again, that our spirit and his spirit become intermingled, that actually our truest nature when we become born again is the nature that is found in the Holy Spirit. Because as far as God is concerned, you are his children. You carry his DNA. That is what he calls us, that is what he claims us as. He claims us as his very own children. Your spirit is forever marked as a child of God. I know there are many scholarship debates on what that looks like, but the Holy Spirit as a guarantee is there. You are marked forever as someone who is a child of God. That is God's promise, that if you will come to him and trust him with your life, that you will be his child. He has called you as his child. And then it says this in verse 17: "Since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory." I wonder if you've ever thought, if you've ever looked at yourself in the mirror as you're heading out of the house, that you are someone who is an heir of God's glory. Like, what a huge statement for us to live through, for us to think, for us to consciously be aware of, that as far as God is concerned, we are the ones who have a rightful claim to his glory because we are his children. And this again is part of what it looked like of an inheritance. And in the times of the Old Testament, when you adopted a child into your family, they had the exact same rights as a natural born child would have. No one would look at the adopted child and think that they're an additive to the family, or think that this is, you know, the other child, and then we have the natural born ones. No, if you were adopted by someone into their family, then you were their child. and that carried all the rightful inheritance and power and authoritative things that came with being this person's child. And that is a template that God put into natural life to show us what it means for us to be welcomed into his family, that it's more than only the relationship. Even if that was all it was, it would be incredible that we are now in a familial relationship, in a true family relationship with the God of the heavens. But then he says, I am including you in my own glory, in the glory that is rightfully mine. You are also heirs to this same thing. We are there to have the same participation in the inheritance that our elder brother, our firstborn brother, Jesus, carries. So if you look together, Romans 11, verse 17 and 18 says this, but some of these branches from Abram's tree, some of the people of Israel have been broken off, and you Gentiles who were branches from a wild olive tree have been grafted in. So now you receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. So you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. You are just a branch and not a root. And part of what's incredible about being welcomed into this family of God is that we join into God's family history. We join into the family history of all the people from the very beginning who have been called God's people. In fact, we come into every promise that God gave to Abraham and his subsequent children. We are brought into that very same life, and we are eligible for those same promises that came to Abraham, because we have now genuinely become a part of that family. And we're not to think of ourselves in a higher way than we should, in a way to brag about that, but really it's that we would have an appreciation for the goodness of God's gift to us. That in history, there was a point in time where most of us, unless you are a historical Jew, a historical Israelite, would not have actually been included into God's promises, into God's promise to Abraham through his people. But actually, the work of Jesus came to reveal that God's intention was that it would always be for everyone who would come to him through faith, through belief. And so if you have chosen Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've turned to him, you have been claimed by the Father, by God, Yahweh, and he has given his Spirit to you as a guarantee that marks you forever as his child. When you were born again, your spirit was changed, and you are seen now in the spiritual realms as a child of God. And that means that you are now heir with Christ. God looks at us as those who would share in the inheritance that Jesus lived, died, and rose again to claim. And not only that, but we are included in the rich tapestry of God's family history here on earth. And that is now our family history. So, welcome to the family.
Thank you, Warner. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today here on Bible Focus. I do hope that you have been blessed by what you've heard. Join us tomorrow at the exact same time. See you there. We'll be right back.